Okay. Members, please vote to signify their presence. Have all members voted this morning? Have all members voted? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
And we stand for the indication.
Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, receive our thanks for the blessings of life that are extended to us on a continuing basis. Your grace and mercy are especially evident in offering to us forgiveness and pardon through Jesus Christ. Enlarge our ability to express our appreciation. Help us today to remember that no man is an island, no one person has all the answers, and no one individual can accomplish all that must be done in a world of need. Grant us then the willingness to work with others harmoniously for the accomplishment of common goals. Deliver us from short-sightedness and mere selfish pursuits. Keep us from being mere dreamers, and grant us strength to pursue that which is truly great. Amen.
Secretary of the Senate certifies the correctness of the journal for the preceding day.
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 107th legislative day.
Senator Rain.
Move the journal for the 107th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. There are guests for introduction. Senator Rain.
Mr. President, we have some students here, session 5 participants of the Classes Close-Up program, and we have some students from Senator Ferguson's district and also Senator Sackett's. Call your name, please stand up, and if I make a mistake with your name, I'm sorry. For the North Slope Borough, Carl Connie Bellamy, a teacher from Point Hope, Frankie Akpak Jr. from Barrow, Chris Bordeaux from Atkissa, A. Shung from Barrow, Francine Hobson from Barrow, and Roy Cabialook from Barrow. Margaret Solomon from Barrow and Margaret Stockhouse, teacher from Barrow. Alice Cassack, Jimmy Cassack, and Larry Cassack from New Ixa. Sylvia Levitt from Barrow. Della Lincoln from Anaktuvik Pass, and also Vicki Paniak from Anaktuvik Pass. Those are all Senator Ferguson's. And now these are Senator Sackett and the Lower Crestequim. Terrence McCarthy, teacher from Newtok. Nina George from Akiachak. Minnie Andy and Margie John from Newtok, Philip Bring from Kasigluck, Teddy John from Newtok, Philip Tulick from Nightmute, Troy White from Kasigluck, Mike Beach, teacher from McQuarrieck, Elizabeth Church from Quinnagak, Martha Andrew and Cecilia Alexi from Quetluck, Travis Waters from Nunapachuk, and Ina Jenkins from Nunapachuk, and Emma Johnson from Quinhagen. Welcome to the Senate.
Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, over the course of the years, I've introduced many a guest from Ketchikan, and I have two very special guests with me today. For the moment, I will call them Ken and Betty. Betty was born 39 years ago in Douglas and has been active all her adult life in the American Legion Auxiliary, and I suspect that she's probably attended as many American Legion Girl States conventions as anybody in our state. Her husband, Ken, came to Alaska when he was 4 years old. He's a sort of a handy guy, an all-around man. He's served as a U.S. Deputy Marshal in Hoonah and in Senator Eliason's town of Sitka. He's been a Marine surveyor until his recent retirement. He's an ardent sports fisherman. I've tried to educate him to the extent that he would abandon hardware in favor of a fly, but I haven't accomplished that yet. In his early days, when the town of Metlakatla was still in the wilderness, so to speak, and they had no power plant, he got the contract to go over and wire for electricity the communal or community, if you will, bathroom in that town. And he did the job in fast time. got paid promptly, and gained considerable renown as being known in history as the first man to ever wire ahead for a reservation. And so it's with a great deal of pride, Mr. President and colleagues, that I introduce my mother and father-in-law and polished parents, Ken and Betty Sampson.
Senator?
Now I know why they were a little bit hesitant about coming to be introduced.
Yes, the senator outdid himself. Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce two high school students from the Kodiak High School that are in Juneau visiting, Stacy Hagelin and Tanya Zara, daughter of Representative Zara.
The Senate welcomes you all here this morning. Senator Gilman.
Mr. President, around the corner, I can't see him from here. A gentleman from Soldovia is on the Borough Assembly, Kenai Borough Assembly Coastal Policy Council at his meeting, John Crawford.
Are there messages from the governor this morning?
Message of April 24. Dear Senator Curtula, I have signed the following bill and am transmitting the engrossed and enrolled copies to the Lieutenant Governor's Office for permanent filing. Senate Committee Substitute. For Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 39, Finance, an Act Relating to Services for Pregnant Women. Chapter 37, Session Laws, 1984. Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. That is the only message from the Governor today.
The message is from the House.
Message of April 24. The House has receded from its amendment, House Committee Substitute for Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill 350, Finance, amended House, and passed Sponsor Substitute for Senate Bill Number 350, amended, creating the Alaska United States Olympic Trust Fund. This has been sent to enrolling. The House passed the following and transmitted for consideration. Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 169, Finance, by the Finance Committee, an Act making an appropriation to the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities for allocations for local service roads and trails and providing for an effective date.
Transportation Finance.
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 558, Rules, by the Rules Committee, an Act relating to local service roads and trails and providing for an effective date.
Transportation Finance.
Committee Substitute for House Bill Number 704, LNC, by the Labor and Commerce Committee, an Act relating to automobile service corporations.
Labor and Commerce, Finance may wish to look at this bill too, so I'd ask the Finance Chairman to have it. Labor and Commerce is the assignment.
Those are the messages from the House today.
Are the communications?
There is a communication from the Department of Natural Resources, Tom Hawkins, Director of the Division of Land and Water Management. Dear Senator Curtula, pursuant to AS 385130, you are being sent this report on proposed exchange of lands involving the Soldovia Native Association Incorporated and the State of Alaska Department of Natural Resources. Also enclosed is a copy of the public notice. Public meetings are scheduled for Monday, May 21st, 1984 in Homer, and Tuesday, May 22nd in Soldovia. Please submit any comments you may have on this proposed land exchange by June 5, 1984. The regulations were posted. The report will be on file. That is the only communication.
Reports of standing committees.
Resources Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 44, requesting the establishment of an Alaska National Interest Lands Act Information and Education Center in Ketchikan, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title. Signing due pass for Senators Behrenkamp, Chairman, Sturgiluski, Ziegler, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher. Senator Eliason signed, do not pass unless amended. Senator Vic Fisher signed, no recommendation. SJR 44 has a further referral to LNC. State Affairs Committee considered House Joint Resolution Number 74, the meeting of Pope John Paul II, and President Ronald Reagan in Fairbanks, Alaska, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Vic Fisher, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde and Ray. HJR 74 has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Labor and Commerce considered committee substitute for House Bill number 116, FIN, financial institution examinations and examinations for assessments. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Pettyjohn and Rohde. House Bill 116 has a further referral to finance. The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill number 376, Resources Amended, amending the Limited Entry Act providing for landing permits, and recommends it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute with a new title, a new fiscal note, and a letter of intent. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Sturgiluski, Eliason, Ziegler, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher. CSHB 376 Resources Amended has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
Labor and Commerce Committee considered sponsor substitute for House Bill number 495, Prisoner of War Special Registration Plates, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Eliason, Chairman, concurring Senators Pettyjohn and Rohde. SSHB 495 has a further referral to finance. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill number 697, Uniform Disposition of Certain Property Rights at Death, and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Pettyjohn, Acting Chairman, concurring Senator Eliason, Acting Vice Chairman, and Senator Ziegler, Acting Member. House Bill number 697, I'm sorry, that's one of the calendar items and I got it out of place. That is not one of the standing committee reports. Those are the standing committee reports today.
On the reports of special committees, I will ask that the report be await Senator, that's on 258, tax credits. Senator Ferguson is not in the Senate for very sad personal reason. His father-in-law, of course, has left us, and he'll be back, my understanding, tonight. Anyway, Senate Bill 258 will be read across tomorrow unless there are decisions of contrary that come out of the body. The introduction of bills, there are no bills or resolutions, is that correct?
There are no new resolutions or new bills today, Mr. President.
It does take us to the daily calendar. Secretary Reed, Senate Bill 480 by title, author, committee report.
Senate Bill number 480 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to the establishment of certain commodity marketing commissions and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Paul Fisher, Mulcahy, Eliason, Sturgiluski, and Vic Fisher.
Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that we accept the Resources Committee substitute as two-word change, shell eggs.
Objection?
Objection. The titles were also changed on the two bills, and I was wondering if perhaps the Resources Chairman could explain the title change. The new title is merely an act relating to responsibilities of the Commissioner of Natural Resources. That seems to be a rather broad title that could possibly cause some difficulties in the future.
You have the floor, Chairperson.
Perhaps the maker of the question could tell us how we'll include shell eggs without making that type of change.
Can these, Mr. President?
Will be these. But please come back to order. Senate, please come back to order.
Withdraw my objections, Mr. President.
Objections have been withdrawn.
Mr. President.
Yes, sir,
in,
Senator.
Consultation with the committee chairman and the floor leader, I would move that the title be amended to include commodity marketing and shell eggs before the word responsibilities. That would tighten the title up. Otherwise, the title is so broad that anything could be put under it in the area of natural resources and something that...
Secretary of Senate, understand them.
I would move you that the title be amended to have the words included on the first line of the title after the word the, commodity marketing and shell eggs. with the rest of the title remaining the same after those words are inserted. I would ask unanimous consent, Mr. President.
Would you like me to read it the second time?
There's no objection. That's the committee substitute title to which we were speaking. I think everybody understands it. It's a modifier for the balance of the sentence.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 480, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the commodity marketing and shell eggs responsibilities of the Commissioner of Natural Resources and providing for an effective date. Is that right, Senator Rohde?
That's correct. There's no objections. That title has been changed. Are there amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator A.
I move that committee substitute for Senate Bill 480, Resources, with a cinched up title, be considered engrossed, advance third reading, and place the final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Pardoner. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 480, Resources, amended title, an act relating to the commodity marketing and shell eggs responsibilities of the Commissioner of Natural Resources and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion, debate.
Question.
Question is, saw a quick exit by the chairman of the Resources Committee. Question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 480 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed. Have all members voted this morning? Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
Senator Ray.
Move to ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage committee substitute Senate Bill 480, Resources, with a new title, be considered a roll call on effective date clause.
Without objection, so ordered. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 499. Secretary, read the bill, please.
Senate Bill Number 499 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to motor vehicle laws. State Affairs waived referral. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute Judiciary and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Josephson and Pettyjohn. Senators Ziegler and Eliason signed, no recommendation. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the committee substitute rules and calendar on April 25. Signed, Senator Fakes, Chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, Bennett, and Ferguson. There is a committee substitute.
You have the floor, Senator.
Yes, Mr. President, I move the Rules Committee CS. The change is on page 4, section 7. It incorporates information about license plates owned by state officials into the bill, and I would ask unanimous consent.
No objection, so ordered. Secretary, proceed.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 499, Rules, by the Rules Committee, an act relating to motor vehicle laws.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator A.
Move committee substitute for Senate Bill 499, Rules, be considered a gross advance third reading, place final passage.
Objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
CS for Senate Bill Number 499, Rules, an act relating to motor vehicle laws.
Bill is before you for discussion for debate, Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, I merely want to express my appreciation to the chair of the Rules Committee and to the committee for incorporating Section 7. I understand that there may be a critic out there in the weeds somewhere who will say this is piggybacking, and I think Senator Fakes and I both are fairly well known for opposing that, for that practice, but this is a non-controversial item. This is a stage in the session when it was expeditious, like those biscuits that the Prairie Home Companion talks about, expeditious biscuits, to do that. So I think it should be accepted as a non-controversial item. And the only thing I could say is that anyone knowing my religious heritage would never accuse me of piggybacking. Thank you.
Senator Sackett has the floor.
Well, piggybacking is piggybacking, regardless of how it looks. Please stand at ease, please.
Welcome back to order. We're in third reading. Senator Sackett has the floor.
I just wanted to make the point that every time that I've piggybacked in the past, I always felt that it was innocuous and of no great substance, and I just want to set the record straight just so that we know what we're doing now.
Senator Moss.
I have a question, Mr. President. Maybe somebody can answer it for me. In the, on page 5, the license fee for $5 for off-highway vehicles, does that include the three-wheel vehicles that we see around in many, many villages? And if they don't have it on there, are they going to be picked up under this particular piece of legislation? Maybe somebody can answer that for me.
Senator Reid, you have an answer to the response?
My understanding, yes and yes. Yes to his first question, yes to his second question.
Yes, sir. The further debate? Great, Senator Reid.
Well, just a word about this terrible piggybacking job we're doing here. It's the pig is so innocuous as it doesn't even make a good dinner, so I would say just go right ahead and do it, because if the municipality of Anchorage Police Department could understand the licensing procedures now prevalent in the state of Alaska, they wouldn't have, there would be no necessity for this piggyback on there, and all I have to do is write legislature underneath the license plate, and they would take care of it.
Question.
Well, they have some problems in that department, no doubt.
We have a brief
of these. We'll be at ease. Debate. Question is called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 499 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? We have an absent. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
The bill has been adopted. Title change is adopted. No, same title. Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 504. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 504 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Governor, an act relating to the unauthorized use of computer and telecommunications services. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute judiciary with the new title and do pass. Signed, Senator Ray, Chairman, concurring Senators Josephson and Pettyjohn. The Finance Committee waived referral. There is a committee substitute.
We have a...
Mr. President, I would move the Judiciary Committee substitute be adopted in lieu of the original.
Objection. Judiciary Committee substitute has been adopted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 504, Judiciary, by the Judiciary Committee, an act relating to the unauthorized use of telecommunication services.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
The absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
There is a new title.
Title change is noted.
Sir.
Adopted. Secretary, read the title change.
An act relating to the unauthorized use of telecommunication services.
There are no other amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray.
Move committee 72% of Bill 504, Judiciary, with a new title, be considered in gross advance, third reading, and place final passage.
No objection. Secretary will read the bill on third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 504, Judiciary, an act relating to the unauthorized use of telecommunications services.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, this bill clarifies the conditions under which a person may be prosecuted for theft of a television or other telecommunication services. It exempts from theft of service prosecution persons who obtain services through direct satellite reception devices, such as home earth stations or dishes, but makes it an act of criminal mischief for a person having no right to do so to use a descrambler to receive signals that have been scrambled to prevent unauthorized reception.
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. In the original version, there was a provision that said the service was not available to that person through payment of a lawful fee. The question is with regard to earth stations in rural areas where there is no entity which provides a descrambled service from those channels. I believe this makes that illegal without that exemption. I wonder if that was the intent.
kind of raid you wish to...
That is the intent, sir, because if it's scrambled, it's unauthorized unless you get permission or you can get a scrambler from the originating station.
Senator Moss says floor.
I have a question, Mr. President, to someone that can answer. On page 2 there, they have line 4, the person who tampers with a fire protection device in a building, that so-and-so. Does that mean somebody who sends in a false alarm or pulls it, or is that somebody that's actually working or screwing around with the wiring and so forth? I spent most of the night the other night in the Baranoff down there running down them stairs, and for no other reason I'd vote for this bill if I thought I was going to catch some of them.
Is there a response, Senator Ray?
Well, that's in the existing language. We just changed that to, or which to that. In the existing language, and yes.
Senator Gelman?
Mr. President, what is penalty for criminal mischief? Could I, through the chair,
You might propose a question, Senator, that if there is a response. There's no response. Chairman? Senator, please come to order. Senator Reid, you wish to respond to the previous question?
Boy, would I like to respond.
You have the floor, Senator.
Well, this is a family program, I understand. In the interest of some people are talking about, perhaps on the amendment on line 27, page 1, and the amendment on line 5 of page 2, asking if this is amending two different statutes. This was done by the reviser of statutes as a cleanup. It has nothing to do with changes, not one whit anything other than the state of the art in which these people are getting paid to do. He is the person that changed it, so there's no change in the title and there's no change in the to make it a double subject. There is a question on the material starting on page 2, line 6, about the scrambled programs. The testimony was given by the people within the telecommunications business that there was no scrambled programs at this particular time. They are thinking about it at some time in the future. The scrambling of the programs is done on the ground after the signal reaches the ground or earth station itself, and that's where they scramble it. There are some questions. There is some consternation with some of the people, so I would ask that we hold this bill till tomorrow's calendar.
No objection. The bill is held to tomorrow's calendar. It's held in second reading. Secretary proceed. Senate Bill 222 is in second reading. There was an amendment, I believe, being prepared over the adjournment period.
The committee substitute was adopted yesterday. The title was not. Today we have an amendment number 1 by Senators Mulcahy and Ray, page 1, line 629.
Senator Ray.
This is a title change, Mr. President. I would move the title change. My question yesterday was not on the substance material that was contained within the bill itself. It was the title and the language that was contained within the title. And as such, after speaking of legislative affairs, they were in agreement. They changed the title. The reviser of statutes again changed the title. That's what you have here. If you have an argument, see him.
Without objection. No objection. Title change is adopted. Are there further amendments?
There are no other amendments.
Senator Ray.
And I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill 222 Finance with a new title. Be considered engrossed, advanced third reading, and placed final passage.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 222, Finance, an act relating to the responsibilities and functions of the Department of Natural Resources in connection with state land and providing for an effective date. Actually, that's CSSB 222 Fin Am title.
Bill is before you for discussion, for debate. Senator Fahrenkamp has the floor.
Mr. Chairman, as everyone knows, during the past few years, there have been many changes to Title 38, especially the land sections. The this is a revisers bill that will clear up and get that section ready for being reprinted. It takes out the word commissioner, puts in the word commissioner instead of director, reflecting the changes that have been made within the department. It refers to land rather than lands. And deletes all reference to university lands, since that's been settled now, and it deletes references to the repealed statutes. It's been reviewed to make sure that it's consistent with the 375 rewrite that we had yesterday, and there's also a section on it that puts forest roads to go in to cut firewood under DNR. I think it's rather, even though a long bill, a simple changes within that bill, and I urge its passage.
Question is called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 222 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Secretary, does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 1 nay, 1 absent.
Bill has been adopted. Is there effective date clause, Senator Wright?
Yes, sir. I would move and ask unanimous consent for the roll call and the passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 222 Finance with a new title to be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
No objection. So ordered. Effective date clause was adopted. The next item on the date of calendar is House Bill 697. Secretary, read the bill.
House Bill number 697 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council for the Code Revision Commission, an act relating to the uniform disposition of certain property rights at death. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill. Senator Pettyjohn, Vice Chairman, Acting Chairman, signing due pass for Senator Eliason, Acting Vice Chairman, and Senator Ziegler, Acting Member.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Wright.
We have this amendment. I would move House Bill 697 to be advanced third reading and place the final passage.
Without objection. Secretary, read the bill on third reading.
House Bill number 697, an act relating to the uniform disposition of certain property rights at death.
You have the floor, Senator Wright.
This bill deals with questions that might arise because some persons die in Alaska who acquired property when they formerly lived in a state that had community property laws. This bill codifies rules the Code Revision Commission believes already apply in Alaska. However, the uncertainty is removed by this bill, as is the need for costly court actions to clarify the law. The bill does not, and I repeat, does not make Alaska a community property state. It only recognizes the existing rights.
Are you ready for the question?
We're all for the question.
The question is, shall House Bill 697 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Have all members voted? Voted but didn't make it. Does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
Bill has been adopted. There is a citation calendar. Secretary, read the citation calendar.
I believe the only citation we have is a special order of business on.
Senator Wright.
Mr. President, I would move and ask unanimous consent that rules be suspended and the publication notice requirements on the citation honoring David Toma be waived and the citation be taken under special order of business at this time.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
Citation honoring David Toma by Representatives Wente, Barnes, Bussell, and all the other members of the House.
Senator Ray.
I wonder if this, Mr. President, wonder if this has any relation to Chip Toma. I know that his father was in the law enforcement business. Anyway, I would move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation has been adopted. I think not, Senator. Is there items under unfinished business? Are there items under unfinished business? Resources Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the resources referral to House Bill 552, 553, and HCR 51 be waived, since we've already heard those bills and passed out the Senate versions and resources.
May I ask what the titles are?
Yes, they. 552 is appropriation for the Delta Bison Range. 553 is amended the Alaska Grain Reserve Program. And HCR 51 established an advisory committee for the Delta Bison Range.
So they go next to finance.
Yes.
Not objection. Announcement of committee meetings. Finance Chairman.
This afternoon at 1:30, Finance Committee will take up Senate Bill 445, an act relating to child abuse. Also, House Bill 717, an act relating to longevity bonus. Also, Senate Bill 352, an act establishing the Alaska Railroad Corporation. Also, tomorrow morning at 8:30, the Finance Committee will take up Senate Bill 409, an act making miscellaneous supplemental appropriations and transfers amongst appropriations and providing for effective dates.
Are there further announcements of committee meetings, Senator Sackett?
With regard to Senate Bill 409 on the reappropriations, would you please, if you haven't already, get those in this morning so those can be incorporated? And we want to get out a draft for everyone to review before we take up the final bill.
Also, committee chairmen who have bills that have some distance, they should all be in finance very, very shortly. Have your hearings, get those bills to finance, and finance on the rules. I'll talk to individual members during the day. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, tomorrow, Labor and Commerce has Senate Bill 546, an act relating to automobile service corporation schedule. However, today, there are House Bill 704, which is identical bill come over from the House, which was referred to Labor and Commerce, so I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the 5-day rule be waived for the Labor and Commerce Committee meeting on tomorrow to consider House Bill 704.
There's no objection. Announcement of committee meetings. Items under special orders. Resources, rules, Chairperson.
Yes, I'm sorry. Rules Committee meeting today at 12:30 in the Belts Room. The agendas are on the members' desk. Mr. President, I have two changes. Where at the very last item, where it says SJR 76 relating to the deployment of the light infantry, we'll take up SJR 45. The Senate State Affairs Committee did put some changes on the bill that were reflected some changes on the national level. So that would be the bill that the Rules Committee will look at. And a bill that the Rules Committee just got this morning, HJR 74, relating to Pope Paul's visit with President Reagan, will also be on the Rules Committee agenda at 12:30.
You have the floor, Finance Chairman.
We have
two committees. Yeah, we'll be at ease. Order. Are there further items? You have the floor. We'll be at ease. Back to order. We're under special orders. Items under special orders. You have the floor, Rules Chairman.
Yes, I'm sorry, Mr. President. We've rescheduled the Rules Committee to 2:45 today in the Butrovich Room in hopes of getting the longevity bonus bill to calendar. So 2:45 in the Butrovich Room for the Rules Committee, same agenda, and the Judiciary Chairman has requested the longevity bonus bill if we get it.
You have the floor.
Under committee announcements, 3 p.m. today in the Belts Room, we'll be taking up the bills announced yesterday.
It's our intention to have a skeleton session under that circumstance. No other items under special orders? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like to serve notice of my reconsideration on my vote on committee substitute for Senate Bill 499.
Reconsideration is noted. Senator Ray.
Move the
Senate be adjourned to 10 a.m. Thursday.
No, we need to have our skeleton session, I understand.
Okay. By
3 p.m.?
3 p.m.? Yes, move sir. The Senate recess to call the chair or 3 p.m.
We're in recess.
Four up front. Reports to standing committees.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill number 717 amended, longevity bonus program requiring the payment of longevity bonuses from appropriations from the general fund effective date. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass with a fiscal note, a letter of intent. Signed Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Vic Fisher, and Curtula, an acting member. And Senator Fake signed no recommendation. HB 717 has no further rule.
Referral. You get to sign it to the Rules Committee. Rules Committee. The Rules Committee. And we'll refer it to the interests of the good senators, the affairs chairman.
Unfinished business, if I may. I'd like to waive state affairs referral of Senate Bill 547 and Asher bonding as further referral to finance.
Senator A.
Yes, sir.
I was listening carefully.
Will we adjourn
forever
to 10 a.m.